This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
TimCast.com, Cernovich.com,
Hoaxedmovie.com,
Hoaxedmovie.com.
I don't post on my website anymore, so there's nothing really there.
Absolutely. So what's the best place for you?
Hoaxedmovie.com.
Hoaxedmovie.com. This is the One Ring, Isildur's Ring. Here we are. You were Tim Pool, getting into the nature of reality. Pretty powerful stuff. But please continue. These timelines. I better watch Stargate SG-1.
Amazing show.
It's like what's actually happening now.
I recently started watching this. You're gonna love some of these storylines. So and this stuff is all written in the late 90s, early 2000s. Sci-fi TV show that was on. I think it was on Showtime. And one episode, they discover this planet. They go to open a portal, goes to different planets. They go to a planet where this race of humans discover something called Tritonin, and it cures all of their diseases. They have perfect immune systems. But if they stop taking it, they no longer have an immune system and they die.
It's like a spice.
Is that what spice is like?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of people point out, you know, you guys were talking about the vaccines and how afterwards there's a waning general immune system. I've not read that.
It's confirmed, yeah.
But it reminded me of Stargate. There's another episode of Stargate where they go to this planet. It's agrarian. And there's an advanced race of humans that are harvesting crops through the Stargate portals.
I found it. There it is. Yeah.
Found it? That's Stargate SG-1. That's right. And so check this out. You're going to love this one. They go to this planet and they wonder why there's only a few farmers but they're primitive and the advanced humans are harvesting all the crops.
And you guys found it. Keep showing it.
Check this out. They find underground like industrial era civilization, but it's destroyed. They find a newspaper and it says something in Gaelic because you know the plot of the show is that different primitive humans travel across the universe through these gates. Long story short, they're trying to figure out what caused the collapse of the civilization. Well, when the advanced aliens came to their planet, there was a flu pandemic. So they offered up a vaccine that would cure the pandemic.
Wow.
And it also sterilized all of them. That is not a statement about the real world, but have you guys also seen Utopia on Amazon?
Same story,
but this one's great. A tech billionaire who's concerned about overpopulation, who makes fake meat, stages a fake pandemic so that he can rush through a vaccine without approval in a short amount of time, and the vaccine actually sterilizes everybody, and Amazon canceled it after season one. My understanding is they canceled it because people were getting freaked out.
Well, let's expand on that. And what's even crazier is you realize it was made 15 years ago in the UK.
Yeah.
And then got picked up by Amazon. So I went and watched the original UK one, or at least a synopsis, like a boil down. And it was what's happening 15 years ago, but what's happening today. So, yeah, it's Bill Gates, fake meat, everything.
It's just so weird that there's art imitates life, imitates art all over the place.
Why do they do that? Why do they do that?
No, I don't actually think.
Oh, I think it's predictive programming.
Well, I'll tell you one more thing about Utopia. The plot of the show is that someone who's with private information creates a comic book that exposes what they're doing. And the funny thing about that show is the show itself is effectively functioning as that comic book.
Yeah, they're telling you what they're doing.
It's just the weirdest thing.
I think it's more that you draw inspiration from it rather than it being predictive programming. I think I'm more of a believer in culture than I am conspiracy. By that, I mean, if you were in tech, all these big founders will say, oh, Neal Stephenson is my favorite author. So when Neal Stephenson writes Snow Crash, which is really about the metaverse, I don't think it's predictive programming. I think it's people thinking, wow, that could be really cool if we could create an alternative reality based on this book that I read.
No, I totally agree with you. That's what I'm saying is the globalists know that we're God, little g. We're able to build whatever we imagine. So they put out the science fiction knowing that becomes the dreams of humans. That becomes reality.
Yeah, I just think they're writing stories. I don't know that it's necessarily as A to B like that. I think it's just...
When I fought the globalists for 28 years, I believed early on that they would launch their operations, and because I told people it was coming, then we would be able to defeat them because we'd be on record beforehand.
Yeah, that's...
So I planned it.
Okay. Well, then maybe they're planning it too. I think it's more organic than that, and I think that a lot of what you did was warning people of bad things to come, but that's more creating culture than it is doing predictive programming.
Explain culture versus conspiracy. We come back in 60 seconds with Tim Pool and Mike Cernovich, TimCast.com and
HoaxMovie.com.
That's right. We'll be right back.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's really good. Well, let's talk about Dune first, and we'll talk about the big Rittenhouse developments.
Have you seen it yet? I walked out of the
theater. Yeah, that's got like hundreds of millions of views, people remixing that short thing. So I'm recording my own chant music in starter car that I'm going to release soon.
Nice.
I'm not joking.
All right.
No, but I just want to have fun with it. But you didn't think Doom was good?
No. I walked out of the theater halfway through. It was grating. It was grating. There were scenes that were redundant that I didn't understand why they told me the same thing twice, and there were other things they glossed over. I think if you're a fan of Dune, you were excited to watch this amazing cinematography. But I was too confused because it was just like
he was very sterile.
Yeah,
but at the same time, if you know the stuff behind it, because in the book's really good. The one they made in the 80s, I mean, you know, was well done. It had weird stuff that wasn't part of the book. But this is all a metaphor for the real world.
Well, when I watch films, I don't like dialogue. I like landscapes and I like scenes. And that's what I love most about it is if I want dialogue, I'm going to read a book, right? If I want to watch a film, I want an immersive experience. And the way they would do the psychedelic graphics with the red colored sand breathing over, I felt it was an immersive experience. The scene of where they're sacrificing people and putting blood on the little soldiers. There's all these little the cinematography was so good. The chanting was so wild. The desert scenes, and that's what I loved best about it. I wish I'd have seen it in the theater.
You got to see it in the theater.
Yeah, I got to see it. I want to see it in
okay.
the theater.
It's okay. I mean, it is a little cathedral-like.
I felt like I'm in a different universe. In the theater I was in, people were falling asleep.
Interesting.
There were very few people in the theater. The ones that were there were, like, slumped over. I was just sitting there and just thinking to myself, like, I just feel like nothing is happening.
You're so analytical, Poole, is the issue. If the archetypes were very spiritual and very powerful.
Perhaps. Yeah.
You have my only work I got to watch in the theater, and I want to do it on just a little bit of mushrooms, just enough.
Okay, I agree. If you wanted to take ayahuasca, we should take mushrooms and go see it.
Yeah, we should.
Let's do it today.
We eat a cap and a stem and watch Dune and just sit there and let the whole...
Call Joe Rogan.
Let the whole world.
No, I don't. I don't do anything.
I'm just joking. It's a family show, as if I would ever do
that. No. I do think it's interesting. I'm very, don't drink, don't smoke.
Have you ever taken hallucinogens?
Nope.
It's a family show. It's good you did that.
I drink very, very, very rarely, like once a year, twice a year, maybe.
Once you do it for, I don't like the term hallucinogen or psychedelic. I call it plant medicine. Once you do it and you go inward, the way to do it is you put on an eye mask. You take just enough to tip you over, but not so much that you're fully gone. And then you'll be surprised at what kind of trauma you find, toxic experiences, emotions start to flow up, and then your spiritual channels become more open and you learn about yourself. You cry. It's a beautiful experience. I can't recommend it enough.
If people are going to do it, the problem is a lot of people like take acid or something in their apartment.
I'm so opposed to it. Are they young?
Or watching MTV or television. You don't want that. It's nature. It opens you up to God. And I'm not saying take it, folks.
That's why it has a bad reputation is people go, oh, yeah, you know, I dropped acid at a Fish concert. Well, that's not what I'm talking about here. You're talking about using medicine, which is
when you read Ezekiel and you read like John on the Isle of Patmos, and they say the angel came and gave me this, and I took it, and it was sweet in my mouth but bitter in my stomach, and then it's obvious what's going on there.
Right? You're blasting off, and then as you do blast off a little bit, I definitely want to get you down to Costa Rica or Peru or to a sanctioned Native American church, just due to the because I only do it in places where it's fully sanctioned because it's a family show and everything. But I think you would be really surprised, especially now that you've given up alcohol and you've been through so much, it would open up. But again, that's why I think there's a stigma attached to these compounds because people act like they're fun. If you do plant medicine right, it could be the worst night of your life because you're going to go to hell in a way, the hell of your own mind. You're going to confront the parts of you that you're hiding from. Some people go, oh, yeah, I did some mushrooms and went to a concert. Well, that's all cute and everything. But did you go look in yourself and the darkness within you and confront that shadow?
What if you confront the shadow when it takes you over is the problem?
Well, it already took you over because it's already there.
No, I agree. I'm just saying.
But you'll be tempted. Yeah, you'll be tempted. You'll go on a full.
Let me say, you better, if you're ever doing any of this, folks, consult your physician, and you definitely need to not be around very nice people, not any type of manipulative people.
Have you seen Fantastic Fungi yet? It's a good movie on the trends of this kind of thing.
Explain the science, because they admit Prozac and stuff, on average, makes you kill yourself. Those are bad drugs. But mushrooms with PTSD, everything, it's magic.
I was just at a gala for a veterans charity because everything I advise is legal, by the way. I don't carry mushrooms in my pocket.
You're a lawyer.
So everything and I'm a target of these forces. So I'm super conscientious in how I conduct myself. And I was just at a charity gala for a veterans group that I helped raise over $100,000 for earlier this year. And what they're doing is you're taking guys, veterans especially, who have been completely broken through war, through trauma. A lot of them have unresolved childhood trauma, and they're using MDMA is the one they're studying now big time, but they're also using the psilocybin, they're also using ayahuasca, and they're having these transformative experiences because what we're finding with a lot of veterans that I've met, and I don't want to breach anything anyone's told me, is would you say that the hardest men in the world probably were molested as kids? And what we're learning is that's why you became hard. So you're a kid, you get abused, you block out that abuse, and then you tell yourself, I'm going to become so strong that can never happen to me. So the strongest people you see in the world have often suffered the most, but that trauma still remains within them.
Well, I wasn't molested, but I got beat up a bunch, but really bad. I actually liked that. I mean, I went through a process and I became more loving afterwards, but I actually liked being hardened and that made me who I am. The fact that I don't fear people or I like pain. I was never a masochist, but now, I mean, I can deal with it because I've already been hurt really bad.
Yeah.
I actually embraced that. But then I transcended. It's not, I don't want to be in the office of this big, powerful killer because I want to be strong, but I'm saying it's an attribute that's there that gives me understanding.
Well, but then at that point in your life, you become strong. The unresolved trauma is still there, and it manifests itself in various ways. So that's where.
And then now I'm going to try to stop the globalists from hurting more people.
Or you want to go inward and find the true power is in your heart, and the true power is that realizing that you have that speed and you have that fortitude, but you don't have to live in strength. You can live in a state of love. You can live in a state of your heart, but you have to go deep within. So these medicines, they take you within, and you can't run. I remember I was on one experience, and I would open my eyes to try to get away from what I was seeing inside, and the voice was like, you can't escape. You can't run from yourself anymore, and here's what I'm going to show you. And then you're like, oh, my God, and there's all these things that you're encountering, the negative karma that you put in the world, the trauma that you've
caused. For me, it's just the universe just opens up and just love.
But you have unresolved trauma.
What
the medicines do is they take you inside the parts of yourself that I thought this was dumb, by the way. So just on record, when people say things, oh, yeah, deal with I just thought in my own mind, you're just weak because the way that I live my life is you're either weak or you're strong. And if you're weak...
Yeah, you wrote books about that.
Yeah, if you're weak, you're pathetic, and I don't like you, and I don't want you to be around you because there's a stench. And then I realized, well, that was my own insecurity, right? Because I, in my own mind, I said, okay, I'll become strong.
There's also the inverse where they make you a victim. You're not saying become a victim. You're saying transcend the victimhood.
Well, you become strong, and then you turn inward to find out what drove you through there. And then you become connected to your heart, and that connects you to soul and to God. And then you can become even stronger.
By being connected to the infinite.
Right, and you open up parts of yourself that you didn't know you had. And that's what the medicines do, is they work on your heart rather than on your mind. Because neither of you need any work on your minds, right? Nobody would say, oh, these people aren't intelligent people. But then the question is, are you living only in mind or are you living in heart also? Because if you only live in heart, you're just so weak.
I know hallucinogens, and Joe will say this, made Joe Rogan a more awake, you know, person.
But they
Joe's always been really smart, but he used to be a mean son of a bitch.
Well, that would be heart, though.
I knew him like 20-some years ago.
Yeah, that works on your heart, though, which is different. So the idea is mind, reading, study, strength. Heart is the vulnerable part of yourself, the part of yourself that allows you to get hurt because you're no longer afraid to be hurt. You're no longer afraid to be vulnerable because you know that you can be strong enough to be vulnerable.
Let's talk about it when we come right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tim Pool and Mike Cernovich in studio with us. I'm Alex Jones. And we're talking about what the globalists and the CIA are obsessed with. You know, literally an MKUltra kidnapping thousands of children. This is declassified. Keeping them for years hooked up to audio and visual sensory things. Putting them inside boxes with TV screens all around them. Pumping them full of all sorts of hallucinogens to destroy their underlying human programming and put artificial programming in. So talking about this is something the enemy's obsessed with. I'm not pushing it. I'm not promoting it. I'm simply saying it's a whole world going on, and Big Pharma is now moving in to try to take over this revolution and then, I guess, genetically engineer the ayahuasca and other things to deploy the molecules they want. They fear these molecules. You were just saying something about that, Mike Cernovich.
Well, they want to create the technology and take you away from the plants, which is different. So one reason that plant medicine, and I don't call them hallucinogens, and I don't call them psychedelics.
It's like going to a real VR world without the VR.
Yeah, so the reason these plant medicines get a bad reputation is people go, oh, yeah, when I was 18, I dropped acid, went to a concert, had a bad experience. I know a guy who lost his mind or had psychosis. And the answer is that if you're under 25, you shouldn't even think about it. That's why they want to do it to their young. If your brain's not fully developed or you have a history of psychosis, don't even think about this kind of stuff. That's where the bad reputation comes from. But
that's why only the shaman in the old days in every culture, the high priest would do this because they were ready.
You would take people, and there's a shamanic practice, a counseling session to it, limited numbers of people, and you take people who have lived a full life. And then they want to start developing a little bit more spiritual awareness in a way that you can't obtain it otherwise.
I want to see past the veil.
You want to go into yourself, because when I initially was heard about plant medicines and other things, I was very judgmental of it, because the perception is, oh, hey, I'm wearing tie-dye clothes, woo, 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 I've never done nothing in life, I'm a loser, I do drugs, and yeah, man, I know the real world, and you people on this world are like losers, because they were using it as escapism, right? That was my perception of it. And then what I found out was that a lot of people who are not, that are very good people, especially a lot of veterans, have found spiritual healing and emotional healing through these products, but they don't want to talk about it because then it'll be dismissed. So for me, for example, I can say, oh yeah, here's what I do. What are you going to do? Oh, write another hate article on me? Oh no, there's going to be another thing calling me a fringe lunatic, whatever. I don't care. So I have the freedom. In fact, that's what I was told one time during one of these experiences, is it said, aren't you, and by it, I mean God, a guide, there's a lot going on there, but it says, aren't you so blessed that you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, and they can't shame you. They can't do anything to you. So a lot of people that you would never have expected to have undergone therapeutic treatment with plant medicines are there. So then the image is just some loser.
Well, the plant medicines, if it's done right, it's a reset for the brain and helps get rid of some of the programming that's been put in. You got any comments on this, Pool?
I have never done any kind of hard drug. So throughout my whole life, I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, I'd greatly benefit from this, that, or otherwise. But one of the biggest challenges is that it's hard to have someone who I feel is like less put together trying to advise me on how to do better when, you know, I'm younger and I'm starting a business or something, and then some guy's sleeping on a couch and he's like, yo, you got to do this. So I've always been,
that's what Mike was saying, kind of that thing, yeah.
But I'll tell you this, I've seen the documentaries, I'm very, very interested in what DMT is all about, and extended state DMT experiments and the group experiments. And I would say, in my experience, having met and talked to a lot of people, it feels to me, and I'll be very careful, that most people would greatly benefit from experiencing mushrooms, in particular psilocybin. And there's also big stores, I think in Silicon Valley, they've been microdosing LSD as they work because it helps them formulate new ideas and be creative and solve problems.
Yeah, there's a lot of people microdose psilocybin too because it takes you off your equilibrium just enough that you see things differently, but not so much that you're incoherent or buzzed or whatever. So people will take a small amount and then you go, oh, I didn't realize that this microphone actually looked this way. You'll notice little details because you have to, because you're thrown off your game just a little bit.
Let me tell you a story. And this is something you guys can all do when you're driving down the highway with your friends. I'm driving down the road on a road trip and I see a cell phone tower. Now, that's within my perspective because we were doing a software company for mobile apps and I needed to understand cell technology and data. So we're driving down the highway and I see a cell tower and I thought to myself, you know, I never noticed those before. I never pay attention. It's never in my field of vision. So I said to my friend, what do you see right there on the horizon? It was an open field and one big cell tower coming up, and they said, I don't see anything. I said, right there. It's right there. It's huge. It's sticking right out of the ground. And they said, I know what you're talking about. They couldn't see the cell phone tower because it wasn't within their mind, their perception.
They just dial it out, and we're trying to get everybody to actually see everything.
Well, so do you guys know the story, the old urban legend of the shaman and Christopher Columbus?
They couldn't see the ship.
They couldn't see the ships because their minds had never heard, could never conceive of such a thing.
Right.
So they could physically see the ship, but when it was on the horizon, their mind ignored it. And it wasn't until the shaman who watched the waves noticed the waves were breaking strangely, and he looked straight up and he said, wait a minute. There's something there. And then he started telling everybody, look right there. Just like, you know, when I tell my friends about a cell tower they've never experienced before. You know, when you look at, and particularly in California, they disguise them, but they're very obvious. It's just a brown metal pole with green antennas. And people, they really do this. And the same thing is true with the oil they do in L.A. They have big random towers in like an urban, in an urban area because they're pumping oil there. You tell people who don't know this, they just can't understand until you very slowly break it down, outline it, and say...
Here's an example. There's a secret nuclear reactor under Austin, and I learned about it. And it's actually admitted in the literature it's there. But you tell Austinites, hey, you know, there's actually two nuclear reactors in Austin. They just go, no, there's not, because they just can't. They just can't even...
Or just to make it very banal, is if you get a blue Jeep... You're going to drive, oh, there's Jeeps everywhere.
Right.
Though they were always there, but you weren't focused on it. So what people do to microdose is all you're going to do is you're going to notice something that was always there, but because your mind and the way we filter reality was filtered in a very specific way, you go, oh, wow, I didn't realize that, or the light shines a little bit different, or I put these two ideas together. Verbal fluency can happen, too. That's why they take those small amounts, which are beneficial.
You know what I think is a lot of people mention as you get older, time feels shorter, the years get shorter. It's obviously not that time is slowing down,
right,
but your brain is ignoring the routine.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a little kid, every experience is a new experience. Every meal is a new meal. Every spice is a new flavor. But by the time you're in your late 20s, you're in your 30s, how many steaks have you had in your life? So you wake up in the morning, you get your coffee, you go to work, and your brain says, this is not important, and just glosses over it. It's not developing the same kind of relationship as it was when you were a kid. So here's what happens. If you're 10 years old, in one day you have 1,000 experiences. Your brain is very excitedly looking at each and every experience going, look at this, look at this, look at this. Now you're 35. I'm 35. In one day I have 1,000 experiences, and my brain goes, done it, done it, done it, done it. Oh, that's new. Done it, done it. And so at the end of the day, I have a stack of only 10 things to remember. So it feels like time flew because my brain ignores so much of the routine. When you do things like microdosing, your brain starts looking back at everything, and it just it brings you back to that space.
Well, there's a reason Tim Pool's exploding and getting so famous. He's super eloquent and smart, and so's this guy. And I'm in hog heaven. That was really enlightening right there, and so is what you said. Oh, my gosh. We're going to come right back after this break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Mike Cernovich is here. And, of course, we have TimCast.com, and we have the name of your film?
HoaxedMovie.com.
HoaxedMovie.com. Let's go back to where you were. Right there. That is powerful.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that would ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
And ResetWars.com. In about a week and a half, we're going to launch our newest salvo against the New World Order. And you can go sign up for free there to get free videos and updates and a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be coming out. It's a whole big giant rollout, and it's going to really piss off the demons. ResetWars.com. So go sign up for free if you want to get big discounts on the film production information that's going to be announced soon. But obviously free videos and a lot of other stuff that's going to be there. So ResetWars.com. We got Mike Cernovich, and, of course, we got Tim Pool here. Tim, what you were hitting is the best I've ever heard it described, though. And once we went to break, you were going further about you've been visiting here awesome for a few days. Seems like 100 years. You really articulated why people get Alzheimer's, all of this. This is one of the secrets to consciousness you're talking about and longevity of the mind.
Living, you know, experiencing life. So what I was saying, we were in that last segment, we went to the break. I've been here in Austin since, I believe we came in here on Saturday. And I after I finished my morning show, I was talking to my girlfriend and I was just like, it's only Thursday? Like, I feel like we've been here for weeks. Like, and it's because the experience here, you know, we got an RV, mobile studio, we're meeting people and doing shows we've never done before, eating food in places we've never done before. So each and every experience is new and my brain is very attentive to it. Like, where am I? What is this? What is that? But I could remember every single detail from the moment I got here. I couldn't tell you what happened 2 weeks ago because it's at my house. I've been in my house for years. I wake up, I do my job, I work from home, I go to bed. And I'm just thinking to myself, that routine, my brain doesn't care about. It's like, Tim, you've woken up in this bed 1,000 times. It is not relevant to your memory or your character. But waking up in Austin in a mobile studio is new and exciting. And my brain has to write this down and be like, we need to understand this new experience. So it makes time feel longer, makes it feel like the days have become longer instead of shorter. So that's something I try to think about, too, making sure you don't fall too much into routine. As you get older, you always try to explore new things, read new books, watch new shows.
Well, that's what kills you. I mean, they know that for 30 years, TV causes Alzheimer's. You know, non-active TV. TV is like a book of text and go here, do that. That can actually help your mind. Listening to radio, you have to image what they're saying. That makes your brain more complex, more connections. But then when you just start not having the neurons fire and then you basically die.
Yeah, there was a character in Catch-22 who he wanted to live longer, so everything he did was boring, because when you're bored, boring time stretches out, and that was his whole shtick was, I want to feel like life is slowing down, so everything I'm going to do is being boring. Or there's, if you're doing cardio and you think time flies too fast, hop on an exercise bike and pedal as fast as you can, and you can have some very long minutes in there. And that's, so one way that I kind of counteracted that is, I began a gratitude practice every night, where I think about everything happened of the day, and then I realize, wow, you really, if you're hitting it, what you do is you go A to B, boom, 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 and then you feel like you didn't do anything. Especially if you're a driven person, that's the paradox of successful people. The paradox of successful people is you're driven to do a lot due to some kind of internal structure, insecurity, whatever the case might be, and you accomplish so much that by the time you go to bed, you think, what did I even do today? I just totally wasted my day. What a loser you are, you know? And then I started to think, no, here's what I did. Here's what I woke up. And then I think for the blessings or the challenges of the day. And you realize you live a full day. So gratitude practice is very helpful in helping.
My father always said to me, the key to really being a real human is being grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you realize that you do a lot in a day, and especially, again, the harder the charger you are, that's what I've learned older in life, is people make all these assumptions about successful people, and they write books, here's a successful person, not realizing a lot of people became successful due to something internally that maybe isn't that pleasant. Maybe you feel like, I don't want to be a loser, so you're driven to be successful because you're running away from loser energy, which is in a way making you positive. You're making a positive out of a negative, but the negative charge of that energy is still there. But then you go so fast through the experience that you feel like you didn't do anything. And then
no, I totally agree with you, but my enemies messing with me makes me fight harder. And so I am turning a negative into a positive, and I think that's overall good. But you're right. If it makes you work too hard and then you kill yourself or kind of run over some people in the process, then it's not good.
But duty is also a motivator. You know, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm thinking about, you know, what's my motivation to wake up? You know, I do a morning show and a night show. It's like just work, and it feels more like duty. You know, I'd love to just make a bunch of money and then drive off go to the mountains and just get a dog and a satellite dish, play video games all day. But as much as that's relaxing and might feel good, it doesn't actually feel good to me. I look at everything that's going on in the world.
No, you're right. It feels good for a little while, then it feels horrible.
It feels so. Whenever I have a day off, when you know I got sick recently and I'm sitting there, I was binging House MD, good show, and I was just like, I hate this because I feel like I have a duty. It's not anger. It's not insecurity. It's not.
It's not slavery. It's a program of destiny. Duty is destiny. Destiny is duty. I agree, because I have a duty to take on these globalists, and I knew it like before I even got on air.
You're addicted. You're driven. You can't. You have to do it. You know what I mean?
It's a fire.
Right. I wake up and, you know, I read the news, and I wonder how this story is so fake. I need to tell people, make sure they understand they're being tricked. I need to help them get past these.
Exactly. And then the globalists, and they love to lie. Like, they're pushed to lie, whereas I want, that's a lie. I got to show them how it's a lie. Like, well, so what is that?
Well, that's, again, each person's individual journey. And it's a beautiful thing that a negative can become a positive. But then on the other hand, you don't want to end up as in an 80-year-old person who, even though you've lived an adventurous life, have you had enough love in your life? That's what I think about more and more as I get older. And where daughters have really opened up my heart in a lot of ways, which is, do I have enough love in my life? I have enough success. Like, I don't do, people are like, why don't you, what's your next thing? What's this and that? My next thing is opening my heart more to love and to spirituality and to a connection with God and a connection to the next generation.
Well, you remember the movie with Viggo Mortensen, The Road, when he's there with Robert Duvall, and he goes, this child, your son's a God. Mm-hmm. And this whole evil world, he's the God. He can be the whole future. And I look at my son's great. You know, he's 19. And I love him. But my daughters, I got three of them. And it's like, I look at my four-year-old, and it's like, that's God right there. I mean, that is a goddess. That is, like, literally everything.
You have you guys read that it's a famous trope or quote, no one on their deathbed ever said, I should have worked more. There's a meme that goes around where it says they wrote down, you know, everybody they saw passing in the hospital, and they always said, I wish I spent more time with my family. I wish I was there for my kids more. I wish I worked less. I wish I had more love. Things like that. I think that may be the most dire warning for every single person to consider, that family is everything, you know.
That's why it's under attack.
And that's why I do, you know, for your projects, because I got on that grind. And it's a rewarding grind. You get psychological rewards, emotional rewards, spiritual rewards, often financial rewards. So I can definitely, whatever happens, because every day, you know, our lives are in danger due to these evil forces in this world. There's like no question that I've put my daughters first. And that's a lot of that, too, is the plant medicine showed me that kind of energy where, what are you driven by? What do you think you value? But then it'll take you an experience and show you what you value. So here's what I mean. If I get a room of guys who are successful and they all have families, and I say, what do you value most? They're all going to say, well, I value my children. I value my wife. I value my church. And then you say, okay, I want to audit your time. How much time are you spending on your children? How much time are you spending on your wife? How much time are you spending on your church? Complete disconnect.
But I think the argument is, I've got to do this to defend them. Because I'm actually very clear cut. I've got to fight this globalist operation, or literally they're going to come forcibly inject my children. So I believe me, I want to spend time with them and I want to be there. I hate, but I've got to do this.
But that's, again, that's the burden you bear. But on the flip side is, it doesn't mean it's wrong to work a lot, because I grew up poor and I had a great
dad. It's a balance. Everything's a balance.
Yeah, I grew up poor and I wish I had more money as a kid, because we had some real bad poverty that doesn't, there's this mythos that growing up poor builds character. And no, you get lucky. So people who grew up poor get lucky, get out. And then this whole Horatio Alger mythology that I want my kids to grow up poor because I grew up poor and now I'm not. No, I see what happens on the average to people. So obviously you want to walk between both worlds, but that is an indictment on how people should spend their time. But you think about it and you realize, yeah, like, what have I done with my daughter? So, okay, I took her to jiu-jitsu today. We played. I read 5 books. My kids know that I work a lot.
No, you're right. We have to invest in our children or we're done.
Yeah,
stay there. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Mike Cernovich to come back on tomorrow, and he said yes. Tim Pool, though, I don't know. He's probably too cool for us.
My brain is melting from the amount of work we've been doing. You know, we had 9 people on the show on Tuesday.
And you've never been more alive.
I know. That's absolutely true. But I'm going to need to sleep for a whole day once we're back.
Absolutely. Process it all. Okay, listen. I don't give friends guns that I don't care about. I had my favorite rifle, a 300 Win Mag semi-automatic, highest rated gun. At 500 yards, I was shooting patterns like this big, okay? This is, you couldn't even get it anymore now. I gave it to Joe Rogan, who was in the studio a year ago. Hell, he was in the studio with you just a few days ago with us. This is the best shooting. It's a larger handgun. I've got a smaller one that's also awesome. Made in Texas, made up in Georgetown, North Austin. It's an STI 2011, that's not the year, it's what it's called, 2011 Marauder. I'm made in Georgetown, Texas, and here it is, my friend. It is unloaded, and obviously we're going to send it to your FFL up in West Virginia, so it's all legally done. But here is your new handgun. And maybe we can do a Dr. McCam shot of this with TV viewers.
Overhead. Yeah, let's get the overhead shot on that.
That is
Gucci.
I can shoot like 2-inch groups at 100 yards with this.
Well, okay. Now, hold on there, Alex. Let's not be ADA Binger. Make sure you check it.
Alec
you
clear the ball.
I didn't open it.
We don't. I'm just saying. You know, we don't want to be an Alec Baldwin here, right?
No. That's why I didn't even touch that.
That's a beautiful gun.
Just kidding.
And you got that's why we're gonna go Saturday shooting. We got a lot of security guys. We're gonna be really safe because you know that's the deal. But here, this is I'm not the, you know, super gun safety guy myself, but, you know, the point is that there it is, my friend. And
wow.
We got a couple extra magazines for you, too. That's a badass gun.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, hands down, these are the best guns.
Very nice.
Was it 9?
Yeah, we'll go out there and we'll shoot like with Glocks at 100 yards. You can't hit the 3-inch target. But these bing, 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 100 yards, man. It's unbelievable.
I am far from a gun expert, but I've recently started acquiring more and more as I think they're important to have. I think it's important to exercise your rights. You don't exercise, you lose it. You know, it atrophies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And by the way, my other one's at home, my black one's the same model. It's Cernovich's, so we're going to get that transferred. But you live in California, so I may not be able to
see it. I can't get it, yeah. I just have to covet it from here. So, California, you can't have anything good.
Why don't we get you to move to Texas?
You don't have if I move, I'm moving to the boonies, man. I'm moving to the boonies, man.
Wyoming sounds so good.
Oh, yeah, there.
And it sounds like paradise.
Montana, man. I'm moving to the land of the Tatas. Yeah, moved to a state named after women's breath. I love that. I mean, I worship that.
I drove through Wyoming. There's limited cell service. Struggled to find a gas station. Oh, it was beautiful.
You know the gun I want, maybe they can find it, is the, rather they can find it on the video, is the Sig Sauer has a new bolt action rifle that breaks down that you can carry.
I have that gun.
Oh, my God. We got to shoot
that.
We'll
be shooting it Saturday.
I want that so bad.
I got two of them.
Do you really? Okay. We got to take that off.
Can you give me that one?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that is...
Yeah, it's badass.
Yeah. So that's the one with the adjustable.
We haven't aired this yet. Go ask Rob Dew. He's got the video. We haven't aired it from me shooting that. Badass gun.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. Yeah.
All yours, Bounty Hunter.
Well, we'll send it to the, you know,
have you seen the Legion?
Right? Absolutely. I'm just saying, you'll hand it over. There you go.
Do you have a SIG P320, the Legion?
That's what I got right there.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the one. I've wanted that from, my God.
Yeah, it's very light. We got two of them.
Yeah, definitely want to take that out.
We got a few guns.
What do you have it chambered in?
It's the Creedmoor.
Oh, wow.
Good. I'm going to have fun with that one then.
Well, this is the deep and heart of Texas. We got guns.
Yeah. Well, our constitutional carry here is new.
Yeah, it's wild.
That surprised me.
It's like I've got my concealed carry card. I'm like, why don't I even have this?
You know? Well, even when I grew up in a blue state, but it was still because it was rural guns, so you had all the – you could have almost anything. Had a lot of fun. But then, yeah, California is super strict. I think the most recent gun you can have is a Gen 3 Glock 19. And then the gun dealers are all jerks down there too. I've tweeted about that before actually. If anybody's watching and you own a gun shop and you're jerks to your customers, which is a lot of people who work at gun shops, you're not that cool.
My God. Do they act like liberal waiters? Jerks. Like, oh yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah, they act like you're imposing the jerks. It blows me away.
If I had a gun shop, it's like, come to the gun shop where we love you.
I went to one, I was with a guy's had 5 deployments. And the gun shop owner talked to us like we were children, and it's like, what have you even done in your life? First of all, why are you this condescending?
But see, they need
that. You don't even know who you're talking to. You're dorks.
Yeah, I've not experienced that. I've had really, really good experiences. Good. I will say, though, you mentioned, you know, where you grew up. I grew up in Chicago, where obviously only criminals are allowed to have guns.
Right.
You know, well, they're not allowed to, but they're the only ones who are capable because
they're allowed to because they do it, yeah.
Yeah, law-abiding citizens, good luck getting a gun in Illinois. I mean, you can get long guns, but it's difficult.
Outside of there, yeah. I lived in the rural part, so this is during the assault weapons ban. We had Mac 90s. You couldn't get them with the pistol grip, but you could get the...
Oh, I love my Mac 90.
Yeah, so you can have...
$200 at the gun show, yeah. Chinese AK-47.
Yeah, so we have Hungarian. We have one from every country. So we have...
I got a Russian, a Hungarian, and a Chinese one.
Yeah, then you had the mil stock versus a stamp stock. Yeah, I got a SIG P226 for my graduation present. So
I found the stamp one to shoot just as good as the milled.
Yeah, they do, but the milled one is, because it's so cheap, you would have a bunch. So you would have 10 Mac 90s and think, well, I want one from, we have an Egyptian milled stock. So where the steel almost looks like Damascus, it has the waves in it. I have all those, but I can't have anything in California. That's all, you know, with my grandpa at his house. But I miss.
You know, the AK-47 is a nice, good simple rifle.
Yeah, they shoot direct blowback. They're fun, you know, obviously because of the long banana style clip. There's inferior processes to it, but we had all those. Yeah, you can have guns that look real in California, but the magazine isn't removable. It's not even a point to have them. Yeah,
Kalashnikov. I
accidentally ordered a large case of Makarov 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. And for those that don't know, it's basically a Soviet bullet. It doesn't work in a standard 9mm Luger. And so the guys contacted me from the ammo company, and they were like, hey, did you make a mistake on this one? Because then I was like, I did, but I want them.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting some Cold War-era Polish handguns.
Nice.
Which,
those are fun.
I think they're called P-64s. I'm not sure.
Stars or?
They're right-handed only. They have an ergonomic thing. It doesn't really go in your left hand.
Yeah, I got one of those.
But you know what I'm looking for now? I was talking to someone about maybe we can get a Makarov carbine made. So that I have something for the range where we can use these Makarov bullets.
Well, let me tell you, I'm not the super gun guy, like a military guy that knows all the details like an armorer, but you're going to shoot some guns Saturday. We got some guns. We got a lot of guns.
You got some Barrett M82s.
Yeah, we got Barretts. We got Lapuas. We got everything.
Do you have a CZ-57? That's the only gun I have a shot I want to shoot. The CZ-57 with the weird bullet, the weird... those are really
good. Yeah, those little bitty guns.
Yeah.
Only law enforcement can get them.
A CZ-57, they're the ones where the bullet is a different kind of shell casing. They come out extra fast. Those are super
tiny,
hard.
Tiny.
You got any P-90s?
We got a lot of guns. We got,
P-90 has the top-loading magazine where they go in and they spin as they come down into the chamber.
Are you talking about bump-up rifle or pistol?
No. P90s. It's you load the mag on top.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you fold it in.
Yeah, I really wanted to try one.
Is that a saw?
I don't know. Yeah, it's called P90s.
We'll see what you got. Yeah, we got bulb up.
We got a lot of guns.
All right.
Bulb up shotgun.
We got a little too many. It's like smog sits on piles of gold. I sit on piles of guns.
Yeah, no. Sean, when my wife came to meet my dad for the first time, she sees all this stuff. She's like, oh, my God, this is so weird. And I thought, this is kind of ordinary around where we live. Like, you only have 5 Mac 90s. How can you only have 5? They're only $300 guns. Or I don't know what they cost now, but, yeah, they're only $300 guns. So you go to the gun show, you get your Mac 90, and then you'd collect the different countries,
The Mac 90 is the Chinese one, yeah.
Well, it was MAK because you couldn't have an AK-47. So everybody called a Mac 90. But a Romanian would still be called a Mac 90, even though it wasn't Chinese made.
All right. Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room in about 3 minutes. We're going to break a minute and a half. Guys, thank you for coming on. Does America and the world survive, or is Armageddon about to happen?
Both. Yeah.
Every generation has its struggles. I think life in the United States is better than it's ever been, but there are very evil elements that are trying to constantly subvert that. So there is a constant battle between two great dragons or two wolves or however you want to describe it, and we have to make sure we stand strong, we remain vigilant, otherwise...
I agree. Do you like the tan gun? You want a black one? I got a black one, too.
I like tan.
Good. Yeah. It's one of my favorite guns, so enjoy it.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you. All right, that's it for this transmission. ResetWars.com. Sign up for the free email right there to get free videos, special reports. In the next few weeks, we're going to launch a bunch of stuff. Believe me, you want to go to ResetWars.com and do that. And we got store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of products like TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy back in stock, 40% off. And we've got a lot of other products. And that's how you fund this operation. They're trying to shut down. So thank you all for your support. Get prepared. 2021 mega blowout sale. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And then Cernovich, you got to get some barbecue.
I do. We're good.
And you're back tomorrow.
I am back. I committed to that.
Yes! And I'm going to make Tim Pool come over here, too. All right, that's it for this transmission. Love you all. Great job, group.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.